Let's go to Marcy in Joplin, Missouri, first-time caller. Hey, Marcy, how are you? And our condolences to what happened to Joplin. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
It was a horrific event, and it's devastating. And my question is, I want to work with Archangel Michael, and I wanted to know how to go about doing that.
Well,
a long-distance healing or something like that.
Sure. Michael can is his unlimited being. He doesn't have to choose between who he wants to be with. He's holographic and accessible to every person simultaneously. So the first thing that I would recommend is to ask him to stay with you, to live with you. And he doesn't have to just come and go when there's urgent situations. He can stay with you 24 hours a day. And then as he's with you that often, you just like when you live with someone, you start to get this bonding, this closeness, and a sense of familiarity with how his presence feels. And he is the most talkative of all the angels. I swear Archangel Michael talks more than God, with all due respect, Michael. He's really blunt, to the point, very loud. And when he's with you, you get these messages that you start to get as thoughts, as feelings. Sometimes you'll hear them as words, as if he's talking right into your ear. And the messages are always very healthy, very positive, very uplifting, but at the same time, very down to earth and grounded. He's no Pollyanna. You know, he'll tell you if a person who you're wondering about has integrity or not. And he's just the best friend for all of us to be working with right now. George, I think that Archangel Michael is the model of Superman. I really think he's just this superhero that intervenes and saves the day for so many of us.
How many archangels are there? Seven?
The major religions, of course, we all know the famous four, Raphael, Uriel, Gabriel, and Michael. There's only two in the normal canonical Judeo-Christian Bible, and that's Gabriel and Michael. And then as you keep looking at this to some of the Eastern Orthodox religions, then you go into the Kabbalah, you find that there's 7 or 15. And if you keep going, there's just hundreds of them. And some of the so-called archangels are the fallen beings that we talked about when we first started talking tonight, like Samael. You know, he's bad news. He's not an angel, never was. You want to stay away from him. So I work with these 15 archangels that I've really, really sussed out and delineated are absolutely safe, trustworthy beings of God's love and light. And they each have a specialty. You know, we've talked about Michael as courage. There's Raphael, who is the hands-down healer of people and pets and helps those who want a career in healing, in the healing abilities. There's Jophiel, the beauty angel, who helps us to have positive thoughts or beautiful thoughts when we're feeling down. And, boy, she works like having a remote control on your brain. You know, these angels are amazing. And the more you get to know them, the more you feel like you've got these close friends around you.
Do you need to know what they do and who they are in order to summon them?
It's a great question. You don't. You can simply say, God, please help me, or God, please send me angels, and the right ones will come to you. I think that there's value in getting to know their names, their specialties, just because it's kind of a player's list or a who's who of if I've lost my car keys, I know to call on Archangel Shemuel. If I want to meet new people and meet new friends, they call on Archangel Raguel, the angel of relationships. If I need help with my garden, I call on Archangel Ariel. You know, there's just kind of a comfort in getting to know who's there for you.